For the Bitcoin tape, the morning starts with a hot jobs number and a pause at Liquid, two headlines that reset the tone. The August payrolls report came in at 162,000 jobs against a 56,000 consensus, and the September Fed hike odds immediately repriced to between 50 and 58%. Bitcoin fell from around $81,300 to around $78,600. That move directly challenges the debasement trade that had powered the best stretch since 2023. Separately, Liquid paused after a purported white hat actor drained roughly 4,000 Bitcoin, worth about $320 million, or about 95% of LBTC token reserves. The funds remain unreturned, and the episode is a hit to confidence in Federated Layer 2 systems. Bitcoin is holding near $79,300, down 1.3% on Monday. Futures open interest fell to 670,000 Bitcoin. Funding is near zero, and taker flow is 51.6% short, with September $78,000 and $80,000 puts active. Spot Bitcoin exchange traded funds took in $986.9 million last week and $3.8 billion over the past 3 weeks. Thursday's $730.9 million was the largest single day inflow since January, led by IBIT. Total assets now stand at $101.3 billion, though year-to-date flows are still about $1 billion negative. Glassnode reports that all wallet cohorts are now distributing at a rate of 0.37, the first time since early June. Whales are leading the distribution, and the market remains stuck under the $83,000 wall and the 50-week moving average at $79,687. A Hacken audit warns that a two-key compromise could seize $91.3 billion of USDT on Tron. It found no breach, but the lack of a time lock and the reuse of keys are described as a liquidity tail risk. On the policy side, the Clarity Act remains stalled in the Senate despite $225 million in lobbying. A September 15th vote is set. The National Sheriff's Association has dropped its opposition, but an ethics provision is still the sticking point. On the regulatory push, the A16Z-backed Open Reserve has won preliminary full-service bank approval from the OCC. It must raise $210 million, and a stablecoin subsidiary is planned. Open Reserve joins the Trump-linked World Liberty Trust and Revolut in that push. 21 banks, including Bank of America, Citi, Goldman, and Fidelity, are planning a dollar stablecoin for the first half of 2027. Meanwhile, the IMF says El Salvador's Bitcoin growth since June 2025 came from private donations, unlocking $140 million. No further accumulation is expected. On the network side, Galaxy says the cold card Wave 3 exploiter has moved 45% of the stolen Bitcoin. That is 1,806 Bitcoin, worth about $143.9 million, in the first on-chain movement. 82% remains unmoved, and the weak seed firmware issue persists. Separately, the Trezor breach has exposed an additional 67,000 US customers after third-party Shipmunk falsely claimed it had deleted the data. Hyperscale is halting Michigan Bitcoin mining as part of an AI pivot. Its holdings are down 79% to 215 Bitcoin. Corporate buying, however, continued. Strive added 1,800 Bitcoin to reach 23,156, and Strategy added 4,603. On the macro side, the same August payrolls print of 162,000 versus a 56,000 consensus reversed the post-Waller risk rally. September Fed Policy Committee hike odds were repriced to roughly 50 to 58%, directly pressuring Bitcoin and gold. The debasement trade is still the main bid. Bessent doubled buybacks to $4 billion. Federal debt is above $40 trillion, and the DXY dollar index is near 99. Bitcoin's correlation with gold is at a six-year high, while its correlation with equities is near zero. Bank of Japan hike odds have hit 98% for September 18th, and suspected yen intervention keeps carry unwind risk live, even as the dollar index touches three-month lows. A few standouts round out the tape. The Wall Street Journal reports that retail traders are rotating from crypto to prediction markets, and Kalshi prices Bitcoin ending 2026 near $75,000. The Financial Times says Bitcoin treasury companies have shed $80 billion in value as the leveraged treasury model unwinds. FinCEN links $12.7 billion to Asian compound crypto investment scams. Reinforcing fraud concerns, South Korea plans all securities tokenization from February 2027, with settlement via stablecoins in later stages. Finally, Hargreaves Lansdown, the UK's largest retail platform, now lists crypto exchange traded notes nearly a year after rejecting Bitcoin. That is the Bitcoin tape for today. We return to the trading day.